Welcome here on the 2025 Boys Basketball Preseason Show. Joining me now is going to be our WeavesUS Head Boys Basketball Coach, Matt Wilken. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, Mason, thanks for having me. And before we get started, I got one question. Are you Jeff's boss yet?
No, I'm not Jeff's boss yet. I'll get there hopefully soon.
Okay, because, I mean, he should be demoted, I think. But that's just my input, my opinion. If you want somebody from the station to call, I'll sure back you.
I'll get that call going there.
Well, no problem there.
For you guys, I know we had talked a little bit before we got on the interview. Kind of talk me through some of the guys that are going to be returning for you and some of the guys that are going to make an impact for your team this year.
We get quite a few guys coming back. Wyatt was all conference. You know, he's a good player, good defender. You know, we're going to expect a lot out of him this year. And then two other starters back, Tyson Von Glahn and Devin Ayers. They played a lot of basketball, football. You know, they've started and played a lot of sports. So, you know, I'm expecting more and more out of them. They're very smart players, so they're ready to take a jump up too. And then, you know, Hayden Studer started some games for us last year when Wade was out. So, you know, he'll be back quite a bit. Derek Thompson played a lot of meaningful minutes there. And then Grant Wilken played quite a bit as a freshman. So we expect some of these guys to take a big jump up. Damon Thompson too. He was on the varsity last year. He didn't play a whole lot, but good athlete. We expect a lot out of him. And Johnny Rizelman is back, but he's gonna have foot surgery coming up, so he won't play any for us. But he'll be on the team and helping us out. And he's gonna be a loss. He's a really good defender, and he's been getting better every year. So it stinks for him, but you know, he's gonna help us out. Very smart, so he'll be able to help us out with the boys and explain stuff to them when we don't have time. Especially like during games and that. So, but we got a good, you know, got a good group coming back that were on the varsity last year already. Then we'll have some guys coming up that we hope to peel in two or three more guys, and we'll see what happens from there.
And as a coach, are you happy to see that you're getting this type of guys going back out for the sport and being back for you guys?
You know, we're Mason. We had a meeting today, and we'll find out tonight. We had 24 boys out. The most I've had out. We had 21 last year. The numbers are great. I'm not going to lie. I'd be surprised if we're not either one of the top or second and most in the conference for boys out. So it's great to see we got that many going out. Hopefully most of them stick it out. You know, you always know kind of them, a few of them that are just new to them, they'll maybe peel back after we get into some of the tough stuff. But it's good to see our numbers are really good this year.
And for you guys as well, I mean, talk me through what you think this conference is going to look like. I know I've heard some different things about where everyone thinks everyone's going to be, but in your opinion, what do you think this conference is going to look like this season?
Well, Woodbine and Coon got the most back, and they were, you know, both in the sub-state last year, so I expect them to be the two heavy hitters. Coon probably has almost a little more back than Woodbine. Woodbine might be deeper, but I think Coon's got four starters back. Woodbine losing the Gruber kid is going to be a loss, but and the Kelly, but you know, them two be really good. And then, you know, Booger Rice got quite a bit back. Cam is always pretty solid. Peyton Sherdan's got a pretty good nucleus back. So see what they can, how they've developed and what they can piece with it, you know. And then, you know, you got Glidden and us and Elkhorn, and everybody's little outlying wild cards there. So you never know what's going to happen after that. But it'll be interesting. I think it's going to be competitive. I think we can compete with the top two teams on the good nights. But, you know, you're going to have to score some. You're going to play really good defense on some of these teams. So the conference should be pretty fair from about, you know, after the first two all the rest of the way down.
And I know you just talked about it there, having to score some and having to defend some as well. For you guys, have you really picked out kind of the identity for the team yet between defense or offense, or is it still kind of test and go before the season starts?
We haven't wavered a whole lot in the years I've been doing it. We try and push the pace, and we try and play man. Last year was, you know, we kind of got back to our roots. We were a little bit better defensively. We probably spent a little more time on it than we had the past couple years, and that's my fault. But you know, we'll have to mix in some difference in our defensive looks there. But you know, we need to play good defense, keep us in the game the nights we struggle. Because I mean, losing Blaine and Wade and Aiden is another one that helped us some. We're losing some firepower there, so we got to have some guys step up, take their spot, and then you know, the nights that we are having trouble scoring, defense travels, man. So if you can play defense, just hang in there. It'll give us a shot till we get the ball going in the hole.
For you guys as well here, I mean, what are you expecting out of this season for this team, and what are kind of the goals that you guys are setting for yourselves for this season?
For the group we got coming back and the guys that, you know, playing, and you kind of see it through football, transitioning to basketball, we'll play hard. We got some guys that are tough nosed. We'll play hard. We'll be physical. I'm trying to keep us not being too physical so we get in foul trouble there. But I want us to be physical, and I want us to push the pace. So, you know, things like that, when you look at it, you really hope that you get better. It's a cliche, and I hate to say it. Never thought I'd be one of those guys. But from the start till the middle to the end, you hope you keep getting better. And that's what I think we'll do it. And it takes a little bit of time, you know, when the round ball starts. Some guys haven't touched the ball enough, and we get going through the year, and it picks back up. So, I guess goals as far as that is that, you know, I'd like to be in the top half of the conference again, and I like to compete with. I don't see anybody in our schedule we're going to play that we can't compete with, or at least make it a ball game. So that would be one of the goals too. And then, you know, hopefully we can get a little help from some guys we're not sure of yet. That would be really good.
And I know you kind of said there's some guys maybe haven't touched the ball right away. Are you hoping that they pick things up really quickly for you?
Yeah, and I mean, it's not for lack of trying. You know, some of these guys have they're involved in a lot of stuff, you know, with all the other sports and that. And we've got some of it up, but it's not as much as you should be. But I don't like to push the issue sometimes when, hey, you know, we're doing this outside activity. We're doing, you know, baseball through the summer. We're up to, you know, football weights and football. And so, you know, you kind of mix it all together, get him in there some. And we'll be all right with it, but I'll be able to tell a big difference between day one of practice and about day, you know, 15 of practice.
And for you guys as well, I know you probably haven't talked to the guys super in-depth about the season as well, but what are kind of their goals as well for them as a team?
You know, as far as that goes, probably about the same. Well, we all have the same goal together, is that we want to hopefully get in the top half of the conference. And, you know, we're pretty good with our guys through all the years I've been around there and that, and it stems back to Coach Bell. We've never worried about individual stuff. So I think they'll all be worried about team stuff. Individual stuff comes through team success. So the better we are as a team, the better you get recognized as an individual. And I don't think any of our guys worry about that. We've got one of the best defenders in the conference. And I think we're going to have two of the more physical guys inside, even though they're not the biggest as far as maybe 6 foot, 6'1", maybe 6'2". But, you know, I think they're going to be worried about the same thing. And it's really, really good. And I'm glad it's been that way. And it starts with Austin and football and Jake and baseball. All they're worried about is winning. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we don't win as much as we want to, but just worried about the team and winning, and then everything else will fall in line there.
Well, Matt, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you here today, and we'll catch up during the season as well. But thank you for joining us here on our preseason show.
Hey, man, Mason, really appreciate it. I hope you get a medal for dealing with Mr. Blankman all the time. If he ever says anything about Go Huskers, you just let me know. I'll straighten him out.
Oh, trust me. I've had to tell him Go Hawkeyes plenty of times here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mason.
That was Matt Wilkin, the Arweva boys basketball coach, here joining us on the preseason basketball show.